Hey, we've got to cross the oceans wherever we cross. So, Kate Langrett, live from lockdown two, Italy. Is that right? Where are we at now this week? What's the level of lockdown, Katie, in Bologna, Italy?
Well, it's sort of looming. We're in soft lockdown. So my elder son, the seniors at school, high school, are 25% at school and 75% at home.
So is that one day a week they go in, or what's the story there? How do they manage that?
Yeah, it'll be, I don't know, because we're actually on holidays this week, which means we've had them all at home while the school works out how they're going to ruin our life next week.
What else does it mean? Is it back in staying in your apartment for the foreseeable future? Or?
Well, nothing's open after 6 o'clock at night, so you can still go out for lunch.
Yeah, well, that's good. It's winter anyway. It must be getting dark early anyway, is it?
Yes, yeah. But what are you talking about? People want to go out when it's dark.
Fair point.
Well, I don't know.
You know?
I'm trying to look on the bright side.
I know what you're trying to do, but I didn't even know.
The sun goes down, we blow out our candles, and we all go to bed.
But I'm looking.
We're
all
ready to get up for the morning.
You had your COVID-filled summer where everyone spread COVID to everyone else in Europe, and now you just have your COVID lockdown in winter. I mean, it's not a bad deal, really. It could be worse.
Yeah.
Spoken like the man who's got something on tonight.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Is it a black latex suspender belt?
Well, it could be. It's we'll talk about that after six. But yeah, no, there's anything can happen.
Whoa.
Yeah, but back to you, Katie. So how's your family feeling now? I mean, are you giving them any advice to keep their spirits high?
Well, you know what I have discovered? That you know how you had that argument with Jackson Warne about who said that saying first?
Yes.
About don't have any expectations and you'll never be disappointed.
Yes, I've said that for you. I have said that for a long time, don't you?
Yes. The secret to our enduring, beautiful relationship is I have no expectations other than that you will disappoint me.
Yeah,
and it's worked a charm. Yeah. But this is your problem. You know how Dr. Phil is a success based on not even really being a doctor? It's because Hugh and Edward and Jack, everything he says in that accent, and it makes it sound wise, even if it's not.
Right.
You can put a lipstick on a pig.
Hang on, here we go.
It's still a pig.
Yeah. Can we play that again? Just play that again. Yep.
You can put a lipstick on a pig, but it's still a pig.
That's true.
Right? It's really the cadence with which he says things. So you can even say something really simple, which I've taken to doing to the children. It's annoying. You can say something like, don't overstuff a suitcase or it'll break in the travel.
That makes sense to me.
Sounds really deep.
That is true.
Really deep.
Everything sounds deep. Well, my wife writes a shopping list. It don't mean she's an author.
That's really good.
From him, you got another one from him.
Yeah, I do.
I didn't come in on a load of turnips.
Yeah, I didn't come in on a load of turnips.
I thought there was more to that, Katie, because you would say that a lot. Well, how would you say that line from Dr. Phil?
Well, I didn't come in on last truckload of turnips.
Yeah, you put truck in there.
Last truckload of turnips.
I would have thought that the truck. Can we have one more time from him?
I didn't come in on a load of turnips.
Nah. Doesn't work as well without the truck.
No.
Anyway, that's all you've got to start to do. It's a bit strange just to throw in a Dr. Phil accent, but it gives you such gravitas. It gives you such heft will never again be disrespected.
But you've got to get the accent. I haven't got the accent. I don't
Maybe
think I can
go.
Do.
Yeah.
All right. All right.
Do your say.
Yep. Here we go. All right. Just because you folded the wash and it didn't make you a hero.
Yeah.
It's good, actually. It's true. It's very true.
You give us one, Ed. Come
on. I want your one.
No.
I want your official one.
What?
Your Jackson Warne one.
If you never have any expectations, you can never let yourself down.
That's a win.
We can all do this. Give us one more, Katie. Come on. Give us one more.
If you say everything in Dr. Phil accent, you're going to sound real smart.
Katie Langrock's done it again.
From the roof. Well done.